The Apprentice film star says Trump criticism inspiring violence, date modified colon 2024-10-17 T11-37-38.116Z, description colon star Jeremy Strong said the situation feels slightly dangerous after Trump's criticism of biopic, comma dot. The Apprentice film star says Trump criticism inspiring violence, EPA. The Apprentice stars Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Strong at the London premiere on Tuesday, the stars of a newly released film about Donald Trump. Actors Jeremy Strong and Sebastian Stan have told the BBC they are concerned about violence being incited by the US presidential candidate's criticism of the film. The ex-president tried to block the recent release of The Apprentice, which came less than a month before the US presidential election. Trump called people involved in making the film human scum in a post on social media on Sunday. Stan said he believed the comments were inspiring violence, while Strong said he was starting to feel the situation was slightly dangerous after Trump's post. Jeremy Strong says starring in The Apprentice feels slightly dangerous. Trump also claimed the film was fake and a hatchet job released right before the November 5 vote to try and hurt his campaign. The film's leads defended the film's historical accuracy in an interview with BBC Radio 4's Today program. Strong, when asked during the interview whether he felt fear or concern about being in the film, replied, "It wasn't really until yesterday that I felt a sense of this feels slightly precarious and slightly dangerous and being in the crosshairs of the moment." He said Trump targeting the film's writer Gabe Sherman, calling him a lowlife and questioning his credentials, had sparked an influx of hate. Yesterday Sherman was barraged with threats, death threats, anti-Semitic hate, Strong said. Strong noted Trump's use of the words human scum, which the actor said is a term used by Hitler and Stalin and other dictators. Stan, meanwhile, said the comments were divisive. "It's inspiring violence, a threat. Many people now, thanks to him, feel they have this permission to behave like animals, and all we've certainly tried to do is inspire some conversation, towards a person that calls himself the leader of the free world and is going to run for president." Sebastian Stan says Trump should be grateful for controversial film. The Apprentice is set in the 1970s and 80s, when Trump, played by Stan, was beginning to make his name as a businessman in New York. The film focuses on Trump's relationship with lawyer and mentor Roy Cohn, played by Succession's Strong, who instilled certain values in Trump such as never admitting defeat. Both actors noted the film's extensive research was based in historical record. "It is a film, but I think it's a responsible film," Strong said. "I think we all aimed for veracity. We weren't trying to vilify Trump, which I think a lot of people think that's the only reason we would make this film." The actor added he believed art is meant to speak truth to power. The film's writer, Sherman, earlier this week at the London premiere had said he was happy that Trump, is paying attention to the film. "It means it's touching a nerve. U.S. election 2024 Donald Trump, watch, watch." Trump sidesteps question on Putin phone calls. When asked if he'd spoken to Putin since leaving office, the former U.S. president said, "If I did, it's a smart thing. One day ago world, only choice I got." Early voting starts in swing state Georgia, the BBC's Nada Tawfik reports from the battleground state, where officials say record numbers turned out to cast their ballots. 2 days ago U.S. and Canada, sparks fly in Question Time U.S. election special. Politicians and pundits were quizzed by the BBC's Fiona Bruce and American voters in Pennsylvania. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on unanswered questions as Trump returns to where he was shot. The BBC's analysis editor examines the security failures that led to the former president being shot at during a rally in July. October 4, 2024 BBC Verify, fake Kamala Harris ad used AI voice and UK department store advert. BBC Verify analyzed a false post claiming to show a pro-abortion campaign ad that has widely circulated on social media. October 4, 2024 US and Canada, US election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on US elections. October 3, 2024 Latin America, US election, The View from Mexico, BBC Monitoring's Luis Fajardo looks at how the Mexican media has been reporting on U.S. elections. October 2, 2024 Latin America, Watch, Human Emotion and Kindness Shown Through in the Debate, the BBC's North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher says the vice presidential candidates found common ground. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Watch, Who Do You Think Won the VP Debate? The BBC asks college students what they thought of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz's debate performance. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Watch key moments from the U.S. vice presidential debate, politeness, policy, and a few tense moments, watch how Vance and Walz tackled the 90-minute event. October 2, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Walz on Tiananmen claim, I'm a knucklehead at times. When questioned about saying he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre, Walz says he misspoke. October 2, 2024, Watch, Mike's muted over Vance's Springfield migrant claim. It comes after Vance was fact-checked on a statement about millions of illegal immigrants. October 2, 2024, Vance v. Walz, BBC Verify looks at the claims that could come up. The two U.S. vice presidential candidates will face each other in a debate that the BBC will be fact-checking. October 1, 2024 U.S. and Canada, J.D. Vance's journey from Trump critic to VP pick. The Ohio senator once said he would never vote for Donald Trump, but is now his running mate. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, who is Tim Walz? The ex-football coach who is now a VP hopeful. The Minnesota governor is a veteran, former teacher, and football coach and spent more than a decade in Congress. September 30, 2024 U.S. and Canada, BBC asks Trump what he would do differently in the Middle East. The former president says the conflict in Lebanon is unacceptable and must end one way or the other. September 26, 2024 World, Ross Atkins on why the U.S. election is crucial to Ukraine. The BBC's analysis editor looks at why Volodymyr Zelensky is presenting his victory plan to U.S. political leaders. September 26, 2024 World, Harris and Oprah hold star-studded rally in Michigan. The vice president joined the television icon in one of the seven crucial battleground states. September 20, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Ross Atkins on Trump suspect viral conspiracy theory. The BBC's analysis editor looks at the false link between Ryan Routh and a U.S. investment firm. September 18, 2024, Ross Atkins on how close Trump got to gunman at golf course. The BBC's analysis editor looks at the route Trump was taking and where secret agents spotted a rifle. September 16, 2024 BBC Verify, more, 1 hour ago, Trump calls January 6 U.S. Capitol riot a day of love. The ex-president says nothing done wrong on the day when his supporters breached the Congress, forcing lawmakers to flee. 1 hour ago U.S. and Canada, 5 hours ago, U.S. election polls, who is ahead, Harris or Trump? An in-depth look at the polls and what they can and can't tell us about who will win the White House. 5 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 6 hours ago, 4 takeaways from Harris's combative first Fox interview. During a 25-minute sit-down, the U.S. vice president and the host frequently interrupted each other. 6 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 8 hours ago, you stole the election, nervous volunteers on front line of conspiracies, suspicion about the vote count is pervasive even in small rural communities, where volunteers are preparing for potential violence. 8 hours ago U.S. and Canada, 11 hours ago, Georgia strikes down new Trump-backed election rules. Judges found that the rules would delay certification and lead to administrative chaos. 11 hours ago U.S. and Canada, British Broadcasting Corporation, Home, News, U.S. Election, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Arts, Travel, Earth, Video, Live, Audio, Weather, BBC Shop, BBC in Other Languages. Follow BBC on, Terms of Use, About the BBC, Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility Help, Contact the BBC, Advertise with Us, Do not share or sell my info. Contact technical support. Copyright 2024 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. props://news/comma/articles/comma/cp3wk209zj70/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset cp3wk209zj70 contents type: headline model